Hello, I'm Mark Isham, and I'm the composer of the music for A River Runs Through It. I joined the team making River Runs Through It rather late in the process. Bob had had an unfortunate situation, unfortunate usually for everyone involved, that of getting a composer whom everyone admired and respected, including myself and the world at large, and then finding out the score that he was writing was not exactly working for the film. And I wasn't around at the time, but obviously it got to a point where Bob felt he was not going to get the score he wanted from Elmer Bernstein. And so he started looking around for a composer. And this, of course, meant that they were well into post-production. And basically they were waiting for the music. And I got the call, and I was just finishing something up, and he basically had around 6 weeks from the point he made the call. But I remember I had about a week and a half or so of work to finish what I was involved in, so I actually didn't start for another 10 days or so after that. So it was one of the faster and late in the race scores I've ever done. I think we did the whole thing from starting writing to delivery in just a few days over 4 weeks. From the very first time I saw the film, I thought the beauty of it was just stood out. The word that's always best described this movie to me is poetic. And I think it starts with Norman's words, you know. His words are so beautiful, and the way the script was structured and basing so much of it around his actual words and having the narrator giving you those words from time to time. And then the way it was shot was just beautifully, poetically shot, if there is such a description of imagery. And so I felt that the music really had to join in that style. So that was my first challenge, was to match the beauty that was already there. The way I got started on this score was actually fairly quick, I think, because it had to be quick, which was a good thing. It was actually the very first screening of the film. There was one piece of temp music in that wasn't Elmer's score. Bob didn't want me to hear Elmer's score. He felt it would not help me. And so I think to this day I never have. But they had a piece in towards the end of the film. It might have been at the ending montage, that was performed by Jean-Pierre Rampal, the great flautist. And I think it was a traditional Irish song, but adapted for orchestra and flute. And there was something about it that just, to me, just all the bells went off. I said, that's it. That's the simplicity. That's the nature of the poetry this music has to have. It has to have that very just a melody that you can take all the chords away from it and you feel the whole thing just in those choice of four or five notes, one after the other, the way that an Irish melody can do that. So that became my model for the structure. And the way I decided to go into this was, again, perhaps as to work speedily, was that I just started writing. And I didn't pay that much attention to specifically to picture. I just started, I felt if I can write five beautiful melodies that have the qualities that I heard in that one temp piece, that could be the backbone of a score, the right score for this movie. And that's what I set out to do. And I basically wrote, I don't know, 10 or 15 things, and then took the best four or five, and then sat down and played music editor for a few days and just tried them in all the different places in the film that would feel like this is the introduction of a theme or this is the culmination of a theme, and started to see some relationships, started to see, well, that melody really works here for the brothers, right? Or that melody really works for the river, and started to get a sense of structurally the points the dots that you would connect. Bob was quite involved in the score. I did not know him at all before this, so just spending time with him was a learning experience as to who he was, and I guess not surprisingly, but very fortuitously, he knows a lot about music and is very well educated and listens voraciously to lots of different types of music, and had done a lot of homework on this and sat down with me. I remember one afternoon and just played me a lot of different things. He said, I don't know if any of this will mean anything to you, but these are the sorts of things that I've been listening to. I remember there was some William Walton in there, some things which showed that he knew his way around the record store. And then he just let me get on with it. And he's a very busy guy. I remember, this was quite a while ago, so cell phone technology was nowhere near what it was today, but I remember playing things for him from my phone in Southern California to his car phone as he's driving from New York to Connecticut, and wishing that hoping that this was going to suffice. But it did. It somehow got us through it. He's a busy guy, and he was running around a lot. But he always responded with intelligent comments and very hands-on in that regard. He wanted to hear everything as it was coming off the line and respond early on, so that he knew, as I knew, that we had to quickly get something that really was right. I think, in some point of view, this film was a turning point for my career. Obviously, it got me an Academy Award nomination, and that in itself has quite a lot of significance. I think it was also... it was Bob's second film, and his first film had come out with such a roar, and established him as, wow, here's a superstar actor, an icon of the screen, but he's just delivered, from a directorial point of view, a fantastic piece of art. And so all eyes were on this film for that reason alone. Here's Bob Redford's second directorial work. So it wasn't that it was going to be a big commercial film or along those lines necessarily, but it was going to be watched because of who he was. And I think the material, too. A lot of people were interested in how could this material really be made into a film. So I think in the artistic sense, yes, there were a lot of eyes on this film. A lot of people wanted to know, did it work? I wanted the experience of seeing this film. And fortunately, I think the score really, I certainly feel that for me, was one of, I know I got it right. I mean, and I know I could get it right from that first moment seeing that very last part of the film when that idea clicked. I saw it. And that's what you're always looking for as a composer. You're looking for that idea that you just know. That's the musical line of this movie.